It's the Winning Post here on the Sideline View, and we're joined by the CEO of the Scone Race Club, Steve Keane. How you doing, mate?
Yeah, going well, thanks. How are you?
Not too bad. Now, yesterday you had the Darley Scone Cup. Good crowds there yesterday?
Yeah, fantastic crowd. The people voted with their feet and came out, and there was just, a fantastic day. Lots of great racing. Lots of people had a good time, and we'll expect the same today.
All right. Well, race 8 was the big one yesterday, the Darley Scone Cup. Here's the final 200 metres.
Fender, 200 metres to go, being chased now by Rustic Steel. Dr. Drill and a Tissue is flying down the outside. It's Fender and Rustic Steel. Rustic Steel's hit the lead. Rustic Steel. Chris has got him flying. He wins at a half length on either Dr. Drill or a Tissue.
Rustic Steel came in at $4.80 yesterday. Your tip, Dr. Drill, just held on. Well, didn't hold on. He was almost got him for second place yesterday, mate.
Yeah, no, look, both fantastic runs, and a lot of credit to Chris Lees to keep, to win the Coast last week and then to back it up and book a spot in the big dance by winning the Darley Scone Cup. Just a fantastic training achievement, and the horse is low-level flying, so it's great. Chris is a great supporter of the club, so it's good to see him get the rewards.
Mate, I did notice, looking at that replay, nobody was sitting on the fence. Everybody was out wide. What's that all about?
Oh, look, jockeys sometimes can get theories, and sometimes they pay off and sometimes they don't. So, you leave it up to them, and you're in their hands. So, anyway, they'll once again be at it today, looking for trying to find the best going, and, we'll see who comes out on top.
Well, of course, the first race started this morning at 11 o'clock. You got 10 events today. What's your tip for race number 7?
Yeah, I think Andermatt's a very smart horse, so although it's short, I think it should be winning. I know the Blue Army are very confident, so it's got bigger fish to fry later this year. So I think it's short, sometimes they're a favourite for a reason.
Mate, just for the uninitiated, who's the Blue Army?
Sorry, the Godolphin team. Godolphin with James Cummings.
Yeah, okay, no worries. Well, great team to be on board with. And race 10, you're going to double that up?
Yeah, we are. We'll go again with James and the team. So with number one, Athleric, I think they call it, how it's pronounced. So that, while again short, there might be a little running double there, and we'll send the punters home, hopefully, with a pocket full of money.
All right, just quickly reviewing that. That's race 7 that's going to jump at 2:35 this afternoon, not too far away. Number 4, Andermatt, coming out of the 10 alley. And then in race 10, you've got number 1, Athelric, we think we're going to go with, coming out of the 3 alley. Both favourites in those races, but as you are fond of saying, they're favourites for a reason sometimes.
Yeah, no, exactly right. So that's 100% right.
Get yourself down to Scone Race Club for the second day of the Scone Cup Carnival. Steve Keane, thank you very much for taking a few moments out of your very busy schedule to join us. We really appreciate it.
No, thanks for your support, Andrew. Appreciate it.